Welcome to this short podcast on behalf of the West Sussex Safeguarding Adults Board, which will give you information about the Sussex Adult Death Protocol, or ADP as it's known. A Safeguarding Adults review published in February 2020 by the East Sussex Safeguarding Adults Board highlighted the need for this protocol on a Sussex-wide basis. Subsequently, the three Sussex boards, West Sussex, East Sussex, and Brighton and Hove, have worked with Sussex Police, local authorities, NHS Sussex and a range of partners to develop this multi-agency protocol. First, I will explain the purpose of the Adult Death Protocol. Essentially, it is for when an adult dies unexpectedly and there is a suspicion, or it is known, that abuse or neglect contributed to their death. The protocol makes sure that there is a rapid, coordinated, multi-agency response so that any criminal investigations and other necessary actions are taken forward in a timely and efficient way. This is enabled by quick and effective information sharing by all those involved. Importantly, the protocol has been key to improving outcomes when investigating unexpected adult deaths involving abuse or neglect. Please note that the protocol does not replace any existing internal policies or procedures of partner agencies, and it should be used alongside with the Sussex Safeguarding Adults Policy and Procedures and the Sussex Information Sharing Guide and Protocol, which can be found on our website. Next, I'm going to share what the criteria is for the protocol. The Adult Death Protocol should be used in relation to the following criteria. First, an adult dies in unexpected or unnatural circumstances, and there is suspicion, or it is known, that they suffered from recent abuse or neglect, or that it was a contributing factor in their death. And second, the abuse or neglect must also be believed to have been caused by a third party. Please note that the Adult Death Protocol will not apply in any situation involving a suspected homicide, as the homicide investigation and domestic homicide review process takes precedence. I will now let you know how you can make a referral for the Adult Death Protocol. Any agency or professional can make a referral for the Adult Death Protocol in situations which meet the criteria just explained. If the deceased is still at the location of their death, then contact should be made with the Sussex Police Contact Centre on 101, with details of the adult and how their death meets the criteria for the Adult Death Protocol. Police will undertake an initial triage to identify if the criteria are met. These details will be passed on to first-line police responders, who will visit the location of the body. The Adult Death Protocol referral form on our Safeguarding Adult Board websites should be completed and emailed to the relevant multi-agency safeguarding hub, also known as MASH, listed on the form, where the deceased is no longer at the location of their death, but information has come to light after their death, or they have subsequently died, and the criteria for the Adult Death Protocol are met. Okay, so now you know what the criteria is and what to do, I will explain what happens after you have made a referral. The police will lead on reviewing and triaging any information to confirm whether the Adult Death Protocol should be used. If the criteria are met, the MASH will set up an initial joint agency meeting, also known as IJAM, within 24 hours. The initial joint agency meeting is a crucial step to ensure the effective coordination between relevant agencies involved. It will be chaired by the MASH Detective Inspector and will be attended by senior representatives from the three statutory partners of the Safeguarding Adult Boards, as well as any other key agencies who were involved in supporting the adult. Wherever possible, the IJAM takes place within 24 hours of the death, with intelligence gathering taking place beforehand to enable essential information to be shared at the meeting. The core objectives of the IJAM are to ensure rapid risk assessment and information sharing, confirm who will be the lead agency, consider any other relevant inquiry or investigatory processes, and agree a multi-agency action plan with timescales. There will also be consideration of the person's family and how they should be involved and kept informed. Following the IJAM, agencies will take forward identified actions, with oversight being provided by the lead agency. If necessary, a follow-up meeting will be arranged and chaired by the lead agency within 6 weeks of the initial meeting. This will ensure that actions are reviewed and also to consider any learning from the case. This will involve not only consideration of case-specific learning, but also broader systemic learning that may require further strategic actions. Finally, for further details about the Sussex Adult Death Protocol, please visit our Safeguarding Adult Board's websites, where you can access the protocol document as well as the accompanying learning briefing. Thank you very much for your time to listen to this podcast.